With today's For Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A few months into this new world of pandemic priorities, many in agriculture are hoping Congress can now get back to other issues of great importance. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the Farm Workforce Modernization Act is only halfway home.
It's concerning that we are already halfway through the year and through the last year of the 116th Congress, and the Senate has yet to take up the bill.
But the optimist in Newhouse believes this bill can regain the necessary attention ag labor needs.
I can tell you that as we passed the bill in the House late last year, there was a tremendous amount of interest and I think some momentum building in the Senate to move forward with the Farm Worker Modernization Act, to reform the H-2A program and do some other things. And then COVID-19 hits, and it seems that that has taken most of the oxygen out of the room when it comes to moving the other kind of legislation forward.
If nothing else, Newhouse says this pandemic has given us some much needed perspective.
Now that we've got a couple of months or 3 months under our belts through the pandemic, people are looking at other things and recognizing the pandemic has shown us many things. One of them is that food truly is a national security issue, and that if we don't have a labor force to be able to produce that food, then we really have a problem on our hands.
Listen tomorrow for more on getting the Farm Workforce Modernization Act moving once again. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With me, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're talking about BT. But what is that?
BT is short for Bacillus thuringiensis kirstucki, a natural bacteria and biopesticide that works on some Lepidoptera like gypsy moth, leaf rollers, cabbage looper, and armyworm pests.
But how do the bacteria control caterpillars?
They have to eat them. BT is a mixture of protein crystals and spores. When a caterpillar eats BT, the protein crystals attach to their guts and release the spores. The caterpillar stops feeding, the spores burst inside the insect gut, and the caterpillar dies from septicemia.
Gross. But what if I eat BT?
Humans, fish, birds, and other insect guts don't have the same receptors, so the BT proteins won't attach. Valent has two BT brands, Dipel and Zentari, that are effective on a lot of our major caterpillar pests.
Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.